Joining me today is Frederick Morency. He is Schneider Electric's Vice President of Sustainability, Strategic Initiatives, and Innovation in Canada. I'm going to ask him about their sustainability efforts. And coming up next is Frederick. Hi, Frederick. Thank you for joining me today.
Hello, Maria. Very pleased to join you.
So tell me about Schneider's sustainability efforts. I mean, for example, I love all the things that you're doing, especially the biodiversity pledge. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And with great pleasure. So you see, Maria, it's a 15 years journey plus for Schneider Electric, our sustainability engagement. And really push by the leadership and the inspiration from our former CEO, Jean-Pascal Tricoire, that decided over 15 years ago to put energy management and sustainability at the core of the company. And it's really evolved into a full ESG spectrum engagement commitment across the organization. It covers the way we design product, we use resources, and as well, how we use resources in operation. It has also evolved in the way we engage with our suppliers and our customers in their decarbonization. People is certainly super important in our diversity, engagement, in inclusion, and the governance, I would say, around the trust charter that is super important. And finally, sustainability, it's something that it's very much having a local focus for us, and we're very much engaged in our local commitment with our communities and the social responsibility. So it's been a long journey, very, very proud to be part of that organization myself, been over 27 years with this company. And I would say this very meaningful purpose towards sustainability is something that is still, after all these years, a big drive for me in my engagement with this company. So,
how has Schneider Electric Canada encompassed the renewable energy side of things?
Yeah, so if you look at our engagement towards renewable energy, so we've taken a commitment by 2030 to have net zero operation, net zero ready operation by 2030. So what does that mean is that by 2030, we need to have electrified all our operation around the world. And it's pretty much the same reality here in Canada. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it, we have to electrify and minimize the emission on our scope one emission. So what we have done in the past couple of years is we've, like many of our customers, established our own baseline for our scope one and scope two. And for us, our scope one emissions would be mainly coming from heating, using natural gas for heating. And some of our industrial processes as well would be having some scope one emission. So what we had to do is to look at, hey, from where we are to 2030, what does it mean to reduce our scope one emission? What is the strategy? What is our budget to being able to do it? It was an amazing learning journey for all of us. I remember very precisely when I did present to our country president, our CFO, and the leadership team, what does it mean, this journey to become net zero ready. It was quite an eye-opening, a big, big learning journey. And what I'm super proud is that we're all committed to making it happen. We've already have in 2023 five sites that are net zero ready in Canada. We're working on seven more. So we've got 24 sites in Canada. So you see, Maria, between where we set to be, the expectation and where we're getting. So there's still a lot to be done, but we're making things happen. And that's something which is very important for Schneider Electric, is this ambition to being an impact company. So it's very much an inspiration and a call for action for all of us. So.
Excellent. Which is a wonderful segue into the Smart Energy event that's held in Halifax each spring. How did you get involved in the Smart Energy event?
Well, I remember very much this first engagement at the Smart Energy event in Halifax. It was in 2022, so 2 years ago. And Maria, it was the first time we were all getting back together for a conference in person, right? We had been going through COVID, and this conference back in April 2023, 2022, sorry, was the first time we were all back together. So I remember very well the feeling of being in front of everyone and meeting people and feeling the energy of people in Halifax gathering on this very important cause, which is the road to net zero. And so that was my first introduction to this event. So that's why I think it will always be for me something quite special. So.
What would you say to someone who was thinking about attending?
Yeah, hey, so for me, you see, over the years, I've seen, I've been very, very impressed by the local engagement, the leadership of Halifax, the city, the province, the utilities in the regions that are very much committed to this. And what come across is a very clear commitment towards the path towards net zero. And when I'm reflecting back on the meaning and the purposeful engagement this conference, what come across as well is this the quality of the exchange, the generosity of the speaker that are coming and sharing their best practices, their learnings in a very candid and straightforward way, which makes this exchange very true, very genuine. And for me, every time I go there, I learn so much from this event. They're so rich experience across the board, and so much engagement with the leaders from across the country and even from abroad, sometime coming to this event and sharing with the audience their experience, so which is very valuable.
Awesome. So why do you support? Like, why do you, what keeps you going back to this event every spring?
But I would say, Maria, for us at Schneider Electric, we truly believe in the purpose of this conference, and we also have a great trust in the leaders that are the leadership team that has built a strong engagement throughout the years, and we've developed that trust among this community. We also like how the conference every year is able to identify the subject of importance, the subject that people want to talk about. And every year there is a theme, there are subjects that are very well selected, which I found to be at this moment in time very much meaningful, and what people really want to touch. So that's what is keeping us coming back, is this capacity, this agility. And this capacity to size the moment, to being able to make meaningful selection of subject, and to create this environment in this great part of Canada, Halifax, that I like a lot, that is making us coming back every year, Maria. So.
I know this isn't part of the questions, but are you presenting at the
Yes, I will be presenting alongside as well two of my colleagues from Schneider Electric that will be as well attending the event, and we will be participating to some panel discussion. Myself, Maria, I'm going to be part of a panel discussion about the energy transition and the need to have a hybrid solution. What it means, Maria, is having a variety of energy sources contributing to provide more energy resiliency, a lower carbon footprint, and being able to help building operator or industrial to being able to develop themselves, grow, and being able to lower down their carbon emission footprint. So very looking forward to share the panel again with great energy leaders and see where this dialogue is going to bring us. So every year is very rich, and I like that a lot. So,
Well, I look forward to listening to you speak, and I'll be in the audience for sure, listening in. So, in general, Getting back into Snyder, and all the important work that you do, what does the next year look ahead? What does it look like for you?
Yeah, so thanks for asking, Maria. So I would say the electrical industry is very much in the very high demand sector overall. We see the electrification, as I talked about myself in my own operation, but as well how the digital economy is increasing the demand for more electricity, resiliency, and so on. So we're still in an industry that has a lot of tailwind and a lot of demand from our customer. We've seen in some of the sectors some of the impact of the inflation because the cost of capital is higher. So for several of our customers, the decision to invest is being putting into a different cycle now. But we're very much confident in this industry. For Schneider Electric, still our priority is to serve our customer, and I'm so impressed by the engagement, the commitment of our employees across the country to best serve our customers. And last week, Maria, we were very proud at Schneider Electric to announce our investment of $140 million to increase our industrial capacity in North America to being able to best serve the demand. So we truly believe that we've got to respond to this increasing demand and lowering down the delivery times and our commitment to deliver. So it's very much telling on Schneider Electric engagement on the North American market, and very proud of that. So it's a lot of things to still to shape and to develop, but we're quite confident in the future.
Frederick, tell me a little bit about your biodiversity pledge.
Well, yeah, Maria, let me come back to this. At Schneider Electric, we recognize very much the importance of nature and biodiversity for humanity. And then I think we all realize that we're all dependent to Mother Nature and the resources. So, and then Schneider Electric has a commitment to have no net biodiversity loss by 2030. So it's a vast commitment, which is global in nature, which force us to realize, to give you an example, to realize that every site of Schneider Electric around the world, we need to be attentive and understand the biodiversity challenges that are happening in the region. And so we are taking commitment in that region to being able to take measure. In some instances, Maria, for instance, we've got sites that have water shortage constraint. And as an industrial, we have an industrial footprint that would be using water. So in these cases, we would be implementing a water system that would be minimizing to the minimum the ask of water into our operation. So, but I would say for us, climate change and biodiversity loss are equally important
Yes.
in the way forward. So.
I love how you are leading by example, and your company is really taking this important issue to task.
Yeah, well, thanks for noticing that. And for us at Schneider Electric, we aspire to be an impact company. And when I am listening about this, it's really a call for action for every one of us to take part of the action, to being contributing to it, and really putting our action to serve the greater good and making sure we're delivering a better future for our next generation. So.
Wonderful. I can't wait to meet you in person, Frederick, and at the Smart Energy event in Halifax. And I get to see you in person. It'll be great to connect.
Excellent, Maria. So see you soon in a couple of weeks. So.
Yes. Okay. Have a great day. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
That was Frederick Morency of Snyder Electric. By the way, the Smart Energy event is the sponsor of this podcast and has been so supportive of the evolution of this podcast since day one, and a really great mentor to me. I'm your host, Maria McGowan. Thanks for listening today. Talk to you next time.